SBS Radio.
Le tabac, c'est tabou, on en viendra tous à bout.
Le tabac, c'est tabou, on en viendra tous à bout.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Avec nous aujourd'hui, nous avons le chercheur Aaron Drovendy. Il travaille à l'université James Cook dans le Queensland et on va parler avec lui de lutte contre le tabagisme puisqu'il vient de publier une étude qui suggère d'inscrire des messages de prévention non pas sur les paquets de cigarettes, mais directement sur les cigarettes elles-mêmes. Hi Aaron, nice to have you with us.
Hello.
So, you just produced a research paper about tobacco suggesting to print health warnings not just on cigarette packs, but directly on cigarette sticks?
Yes, that's right. So, the results come from my PhD, where I looked at the potential effectiveness of the cigarette packaging warning and also cigarette stick warnings, including a wider range of health warnings, looking at not just the chronic health conditions associated with smoking, but also some other consequences of smoking as well.
Okay, I'm just going to give our listeners a quick reminder. Australia is a leader when it comes to fighting addiction towards tobacco. It's here in Australia that cigarettes are the most expensive in the world. It was also in Australia where neutral packets were first introduced, making any kind of branding disappear, and later displaying very unappealing pictures of people suffering from tobacco-related diseases. But part of your research actually demonstrates that these current health warnings are not really working anymore, right?
They still do retain some of their effectiveness, especially in deterring young people from smoking. However, the unappealing images have been in place for several years, and in particular with active smokers, they do see these warnings several thousands of times per year, and there is this issue of desensitization where they don't have the same impact that they once did.
The other aspect that you explored for this research was seeing how first-year university students reacted to health warnings printed directly onto cigarette sticks. Can you tell us about the results?
Yeah, so it's really important to try and deter young people from smoking. It is much more effective than trying to get them to quit once they're older. So what I did was I developed a whole range of health warnings that were printed onto the cigarette stick. And like I said, this wasn't just the health consequences of smoking, it's the chronic health consequences, but also how smoking affects your appearance. So it can yellow your teeth and your fingers. Also talked about the financial consequences of smoking and how people who smoke can be socially isolated in places like Australia.
Can you give us a couple of examples of warnings that you printed on cigarettes?
Sure. So the most effective two warnings that I found in the research, firstly was the financial costs of smoking. So the cigarette read, smoking costs over $11,000 per year. What could you buy instead? And then the second warning had an illustration of a timer where as you smoked more of the cigarette, it showed you how many minutes of life that you are losing from that individual cigarette as it is smoked.
Wow, that's truly fascinating because in Australia, obviously, people, even the younger ones, are very much aware of the risks of cancer and other illnesses you can develop from smoking. But what I found interesting from your study is that it shows that the typical message that you currently read or hear about the dangers of smoking, it's not really working, at least with the younger population. Can you explain why?
The issue with young people is that they do have a harder time, you know, reflecting on the future compared to an older person. When you're young, you feel more bulletproof and immune or self-exempt from these issues. So talking about the chronic health consequences that may occur in several decades is nowhere near as effective as talking about the short-term issues, the kinds of things that are going to affect you very quickly. Like I said, yellow teeth and yellow fingers and things that affect your appearance quite early on seems to be more effective on younger people.
Let's take a quick snapshot of smoking in Australia. What percentage of the population currently smoke?
Yes, so we are down to about 13% in Australia, and we are still seeing quite small but still consistent decreases in the proportion of Australian smokers.
Wow, that's almost three times less than in France, where 32% of the population still smokes.
In Europe and in Asia, much higher percentage of smokers.
Now I'd like to share with you a personal story. A few months ago, I went on holidays to Bali, and over there, pretty much everybody smokes, and Indonesia is actually the only country in the world where advertisement for cigarettes is still legal. And what really struck me over those holidays was one of my nephews in my Australian family. He's 11 years old, and at some point he asked his dad, "Dad, what's this Marlboro brand we're seeing everywhere? It's one of the most famous brands in the world, but it seems Aussie kids have no idea what Marlboro is anymore."
Yeah, exactly. It takes you to go overseas to just see how good we have it in Australia in terms of protecting people from tobacco advertising.
Right. Let's move on to other findings in your study. You asked your students whether they smoke or not what they thought of the current health warnings that are displayed. They think that these messages are too negative and guilt-laden, and they believe that more positive messages would be more effective.
Yes. So there is a lot of stigma around smoking, especially in places like Australia, and smokers do often feel quite marginalised. And it was quite an interesting finding is that, yes, sometimes these warnings are effective, but it's also good to encourage and prompt smokers to try and quit, rather than just trying to scare them, rather than just trying to make them feel guilty, but actually giving them some information to support them to try and quit smoking.
And I believe you also think the best medium to communicate with young people about the dangers of tobacco is social media.
Yes, so social media is a medium that, as we all know, is relatively new, but it hasn't really been utilised very much when it comes to tobacco control or control of smoking. And a lot of the younger people in my research did suggest that we do use social media more to get across the kind of messages that might appeal to younger people to deter them from smoking.
One last question for you, Aaron. Have you submitted the results of your research to the government? And if so, are they considering printing those health warning messages on cigarette sticks?
I did give the findings of my research to the Australian government and also other policy advocates like the Cancer Council, though as yet I haven't heard a great deal back from them. Though I do know that the Canadian government has looked at the research and they are considering ways that they can improve their smoking rates through things like cigarette stick warnings.
Thank you very much for your time, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Voilà, et pour terminer, on souhaite bon courage à tous nos auditeurs qui sont en train d'essayer d'arrêter de fumer. Et nous leur rappelons qu'en la matière, la pire des méthodes, c'est celle qu'appliquait en son temps Serge Gainsbourg.
J'arrête de fumer toutes les 5 minutes.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.